Bob.
Oh, hey.
Listen, the Observer wants us to do more restaurant reviews.
Really?
But this time in Italy, and they'll fly you to Europe.
Well, first class.
This is the ideal place for a romantic evening.
You know I'm not a homosexual, don't you?
If romance should occur, we'll deal with it as it happens.
Who plays you?
Play myself.
You could have Jude Law. He hasn't aged like you and I.
Well, he's balding.
Yeah, but he's got that face, he doesn't.
He's got that really young, bald look.
You know what would make this perfect now? Michael Bublé. Where do you stand on Michael Bublé?
His windpipe.
Okay, here's the deal. Steve Coogan and Rob Brydon join up for more restaurant reviews and hilarious conversations in their new film, The Trip to Italy. Playing exaggerated versions of themselves, Coogan and Brydon drive across the Italian countryside sampling food from six different high-class restaurants. It's really less of a foodie movie and more of a highbrow British road trip film. While the food looks nice, it's really the Italian backdrop that makes it quite appealing to watch. However, the real charm comes from Coogan and Brydon riffing through their dinner conversations and stumbling about with bad decisions and sometimes offensive jokes. Not to be taken too seriously, and with a bit of an abrupt ending, The Trip to Italy is an entertaining time with two solid comedic talents. The Trip to Italy gets 3.5 stars out of 5. This is Kevin Carr, and that's the way I see it.